Busted Pencils is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy!
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Wow! It's Tuesday. We had a week off, Johnny. I mean, you know what, though? Even with that week off, I swear it was like two days ago, the last time you and I talked. We had a great guest. This whole idea, you know, I mean, what's happening in schools right now? If people aren't going, the relevancy to what's happening in your life, my goodness, the connections now are so clear. And I am just happy to be back live again, talking education and educators. We got a great guest. We're going to introduce in a second, but you know, Johnny, what's happening up in the state of Washington? Any news to report? What's going on? You froze on me, Johnny.
We're back to the elementary schools pretty soon. And oh no, are we good now?
No, I got you, man.
Oh yeah, sorry. Rare. It's rare. Wow. Yeah. That's what's going on up here in Washington. If it can take a turn, it's taking a turn. And so we're getting ready for the start of the school year for the young bloods. But universities have been back now for a week or so. And there's just a lot of, judiciously flexibility cooked into how we're all teaching. Yeah. Some of it's hybrid, some of it's in-person. We're dealing with a lot of variants. But fortunately, we have legislative support and the governor who's really put his foot down and said, you will be vaccinated, you will be masked, or you won't be employed. And that's a tough one. And so we're hoping to kind of take a step forward in getting all of our educators safely teaching. Right. How that looks is, like I said, judiciously flexible, and and our teachers are on their toes as they always are. Right. And so we're trying to figure out whether that's in person, whether that's hybrid, how that's working. And so it's the little deja vu, like last fall.
I know
it's a little bit better at this stuff.
Right. So. Well, it's like, you know, we thought in June that coming back this fall was going to be, quote, back to normal. And you and I criticize normal anyway, but, you know, some sense. And we're not. We learned a lot, though, from last year, and hopefully we're doing it better as we come back this year with the Delta variant raging and all of those things. And so, I mean, you know, I always hate cliches, but it is what it is. And our best teachers now are actually stepping up and doing what's best for kids. And that is always what's most important right there.
That's right. And a few weeks ago, we had Dr. David Stovall on, and, you know, he reminded us that this is the curricular moment, right? Yeah. Not just the COVID era, but the largest social uprising of our lifetime, right? Of young people living at this particular moment where common conversations are framed around ending racism, around addressing this in our schools, around Black Lives Mattering, and that being more than we've been able to historically kind of take on in schools. And so it's all happening. And this is the curricular moment. And so we got a guest tonight who's a rock star teacher from North Carolina, who we're honored to be in the presence of. He's got exciting stuff to share with us. And Tim, why don't you introduce him proper? Because I'm just excited to hear from our guest.
Yeah, I'm going to say, Rodney Pierce. I mean, you've seen him, Mother Jones, it was a little bit earlier in July, but the moral panic over critical race theory is coming for a North Carolina Teacher of the Year. And Johnny and I are both going to be sympathetic. It's not just Teacher of the Year, Social Studies Teacher of the Year, which is way more awesome than just Teacher of the Year, because Social Studies Teacher of the Year carries way more weight for credibility and awesomeness, because everybody knows the social studies truly are the most important content areas that we teach. Sorry, a little bit of off the cuff there. Rodney Pierce, welcome to Busted Pencils. How are you, my friend?
I'm very good. Blessed and fortunate to be with you, gentlemen. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So let's get into it. So you're a social studies teacher in North Carolina.
Yes, sir. Nash County Public.
And you're teaching, right? You're as we talked off air before, you think you're teaching stuff that's fun, intriguing, interesting.
Yes, sir.
How do you end up on a Mother Jones article for being the target of teaching critical race theory? What happened, man?
It's just being very passionate about the history of this country, particularly as it relates to historically marginalized populations, namely people of color, African-Americans, indigenous tribes, people who were immigrants like Greeks, Italians, Jews, Poles, people who, again, who have been historically marginalized, who have been discriminated against for one reason or another. And just talking about those things, and I think being in the region of the state that I teach in and that I actually also grew up in, Eastern North Carolina, having the highest concentrations of enslaved populations during the antebellum era. Living in that area, growing up in that area, researching the history of that area, learning things about the county that you grew up in that you had no idea happened there, learning things about the region of the state that you grew up in, and not learning that in school, you know, made me feel like I missed out on something and I didn't want my students to miss out on it. So I go hard. I go very hard, you know, and sometimes I guess I rub some people the wrong way. I rub some parents the wrong way, namely not the students all the time, but the parents. And I think that's where the pushback came from. But I'd like to think we're all in a good place now. It didn't start off that way at the beginning of last year for obvious reasons, you know, with being that we were teaching virtually, parents were able to sit down and watch the session. And some people didn't like some of the things I had to say. But again, I think we're all in a good spot now. I was the only Black male K through 12 teacher in North Carolina that worked on the new social studies standards that we're using now, and also on the unpacking documents that accompany it. So I know what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, and that, I'll let Johnny jump in a second. I mean, that the reality is what you were teaching was in the standards.
That's correct.
You were not off in some crazy, you know, no known authors, conspiracy theories teaching stuff. These are standards that were approved by the state of North Carolina, and you were just teaching them.
That's
and
correct.
Yet you got singled out for it teaching, for doing your job.
It felt that way. Yes, sir.
Okay.
It did feel that way at times.
Johnny, I mean, seriously, like, think about this, right? You know, as we're preparing future teachers, like, Rodney's a great case of going like that chilling effect. How you know, I mean, he, though, is a great example of going, it doesn't have to chill you.
That's right. Well, and it's important that we hear Rodney's story, his students' experiences, the way that his principal supported that situation, the kind of hard time, like Rodney said, he goes hard, not just in the classroom, in preparation for what's the appropriate material to bring to class, what's the way to teach it, what are the best practices in that, and then contributing that at a state level. That's the story we have to continue to tell all of our teachers, is that there is a myth that we just have these discussions, they're willy-nilly, and they're biased in one particular way. Of course, they're biased towards human rights. Rodney made that clear. All of us commit to that. That's why we're teaching children, is for a better life for all members of our community. And that's not some all lives matter nonsense. I'm saying, like, this really grounded in Black Lives Matter movement right now, guiding us on this, that we are bringing, Dr. David Stovall reminded us this a few weeks back, right? We're bringing skill building to the classroom, empowering young people to look at truths, right? Rodney shared that with us tonight, the local historical truths.
That's right.
Black experience in Eastern North Carolina. That's exactly what these young bloods need to be learning about. And that's a conversation that, no matter where they are or going or who they are, where they're from, that's going to give them skills
to make complex decisions, understanding historical relevance and the truths of what's happened. We're not basing decision-making on myths. We're empowering young people. And so it's important to hear that. And when we come back too, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, we'll talk to Rodney about how teachers can continue to support Rodney, not just Rodney, but all the Rodneys out there who are doing this work, right? Who are not only leading, but setting precedent and example and in solidarity. What does it mean to be an ally teacher? What does it mean to be someone who stands up to this kind of onslaught that is unfolds when somebody is teaching content that makes students feel uncomfortable?
That's it. Uncomfortability. Rodney, I mean, yes, you know, sir. When we get back, I want you to address that. I mean, you know, 3 years ago, you probably didn't think you were making students uncomfortable. All of a sudden, now the same stuff you were teaching 3 years ago, making people uncomfortable. And holy crap, we have laws against making students feel uncomfortable. Joni, yeah. I've talked about this in a lot of it. Like, well, then you've got a law against learning.
Yeah.
Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk, Rodney Pierce, Teacher of the Year. Back when we get back, we're going to talk about this idea of where do we go, man? Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded, back after the break.